morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Sun View Show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, darling.
Hey, how are you?
I'm actually good.
All right.
Oh, wow. And you sounding a bit better. Your voice doesn't sound so froggy.
Yeah, definitely have been improving.
Yeah.
I'm still not completely 100%, but I'm probably more of a, you know, like, say 90%. So,
beautiful.
Pretty good.
Very good.
I did
just a couple
get a
days,
massage
sure.
yesterday. I got a massage yesterday. And that was my first day leaving the house. So,
oh, that's huge. So, yeah, you were home.
Yeah,
you had to recover.
I had to. I definitely had to. And I'm still, you know, I still have a weird sleeping pattern. So, like,
sure,
I got done with
the
massage
lag.
and helped out. Like, my aunt is sick. So, she has the coughing that my mom had. And so, like, I got a touch of what my mom got, but I don't have that cough.
Mm.
But my aunt really, she started over the weekend.
Poor baby. That's the worst. That's so miserable.
Yeah. I don't even think my mom had to. My mom didn't even have that cough the way my aunt does. So I don't know. I know she left the house at some point last week to get groceries. And I'm sure, you know, it would have been better if I could have taken her, but there's no way I was leaving the house. I mean, I didn't even realize she left. But I noticed we got some groceries. She bought some stuff. I'm like, oh. So, I mean, I've just been sequestered in my room. But that coughing that she has is very similar to what a lot of people on the ship were doing. And,
oh,
you know, like, I don't pay attention to stuff.
Nope.
Like, everyone's like, oh, it's cold and flu season. I'm like, all
no,
right,
it's not.
Plus, I've been in a different state of mind the whole, like, for the past month. I've been traveling. I noticed it on the ship as, like, you know, it's a 3-week cruise. And so definitely by that second week, the more we all got together, anytime there, you know, you could spend time in a big group, like, in the theater, which I don't know how many people at seats, but that's where we'd have to meet before we'd go on our excursions.
Oh.
But everyone just sitting, like, waiting to be called for their ticket number to be called. All these people are coughing.
Oh my God!
Throughout, no. Like, oh my God!
No, you don't want to claim it. No. And sometimes it's the law of averages. It's just the law of averages. No matter how spiritual you are, it's just the freaking law of averages.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like the way you're gonna stub a toe, you're gonna stub your immune system.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same
yeah.
thing.
So, I feel really bad for her. So,
oh, poor
you know, I gave her whatever, you know, cough medicine. I ended up, you know, we had got in Australia, whatever was left, but then she kind of ran out of that. But it helps a little bit, but she's, I don't know, like, I am concerned because I think,
you know,
we may need to take her, you know, somewhere just to knock it out if this stuff doesn't work, because she's really, it's hard for me to tell because I'm also resting, you know, so I'm out. I don't know if she's.
You're not that conscious
the entire
like,
time.
Right. But you're conscious enough. I would have to say that's right there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not going, if you're in a state where you're really not out and about and you notice it to the degree that you're noticing it, then let's just double that.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, then there are times where I know it'll stop for a little bit.
Right.
So I think she's getting a very little bit of sleep. But otherwise she's coughing and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know.
Oh, it's miserable. You can't sleep.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So you know, I got her some cough syrup. It was one of those where there's two bottles. So one is supposed to be for daytime and one is supposed to be for nighttime. And I think I got it for her and I gave it to her and so she was taking it, and then when I got back from my massage, because we usually take massages at the same time.
Right.
she was in no condition to be out and about. She's like, no. So we canceled that one. I said, I know I need to go.
Right.
And I mean, it's true. I mean, I was all kinds of out of whack.
Yeah, your body
I actually need to get, I need to get adjusted too. But that's a, an excursion for maybe tomorrow. We'll see.
Right.
But when I got home, I think it was still daytime. So it was like, you know, what, late afternoon. And I did some work and then I laid back down and went to sleep and I woke up, I don't know,
like at night?
5 hours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was awake and I heard her, I think she had moved to her room and so she was still coughing. I'm like,
oh.
But I didn't, there was no reason for me to leave my room until a little bit later I got some more water. And I'm like, oh, you know, she didn't take, she hasn't taken the stuff for nighttime.
Oh.
And then, you know, when I noticed it, then she was finally quiet. So I wasn't going to be like, hey, you finally got some
nighttime. You forgot it. Let's start all over again. Yay. No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to check on her after the show and, like, see if she needs anything. Any soup. Like, I actually cooked today.
oh, my God. Did
and
you
had
know? She got the fever. Yeah, did what'd you get, scarlet fever? Malaria? What'd you get?
Yeah, right. I mean, and I've been asking her, you know, if she has, like, trying to pick out cough syrup for her. Like, you know, do you have congestion? Are you spitting anything? You know, what are you coughing
right.
anything up? What's going
right.
on? So it's hard to tell with her, you know, like with my mom, I'm like, you've got congestion going on and you're, cause you're blowing your nose.
You can,
you're
can take, right. You can diagnose
I can tell
it.
With my mom.
Right.
Yeah. With my aunt, it's harder to tell.
Right. And she's
like,
a woman of few
I
words.
Use,
right.
Right. Yeah. And I use like, I use paper towels and, you know, napkins and stuff like that. I use them all. Like my poor nose, you know it. Cause you can tell I've just been like, I need 5 boxes of the Kleenex, preferably
right.
Tufts Plus.
All around, surrounding you, all around in a perfect circle, right?
Seriously, I use that all day long, and she, you know, she doesn't have like this trash bag of anything, you know. She's just like just coughing.
Yeah, she needs to be taken care of. Poor thing. Like she, yeah. So thank goodness you're feeling conscious enough, really, to like okay, now I know I'm gonna have to. She probably missed you. I'm not saying this is why she's sick. She probably missed you. And I also feel like it's not that she's consciously not – she's consciously not doing anything. But what it is that it's not occurring to her. So if it doesn't
mm-hmm.
occur to her, it's like, eh. And so it's, so now you're well enough that it can occur to you, like, okay, Auntie, I made this soup. Here's some Kleenex. Here's the remote. Here's this. And it's like the little TLC. And it's
right.
bad because she, because, you know, I co-host a radio show and I read energy. She, it's sad. It's only going to occur to her when it occurs to somebody else. And that's everything.
Yeah.
So it's very internalized. But that's childhood. She's, what's her, I know there's a lot of siblings. What's her birth order?
She's like somewhere in the middle.
There you
but
go.
But she's, so she's not the youngest.
No, she's in the middle. I knew she was in the middle, and that's why I'm asking, because I picked up on that. And how many siblings altogether that you're aware of? Because I know there was quite a few.
I think she has, like, 8 other siblings.
And
so,
your father's one of them, right?
He's the oldest male, but he's not the oldest child.
Right.
I think there's either one or two other sisters who are in front of him.
Well,
it
makes perfect sense. Firstborn son. So he's the golden
child.
Firstborn son. Well, there you go.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Pretty much, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So fortunately, she's not by herself. And fortunately, it is occurring to you. And fortunately, you're tapping into the wellness that's always there, but this is a reset, and there's a lot of changes going on, and we see it reflected in the weather. You know, it's
right.
Yes, global warming and all of that. Yes, we created that, but we also create the experiences that we're here to learn. So
right.
it makes perfect sense that we're all over the place in terms of energy, consciousness, expansion, moving through physical challenges. And when you're shifting, of course, your body's going to shift. It's all shifting, and it probably was the only tangible way for you to just not go out and about too quickly. Because
right.
if you went out and about without really taking into account all the time zones, and you know, yes, you have a great relationship with your parents or whatever, but you were like living with them for 3 weeks. So you know what? That's going to have to grate a nerve at some point. I just can only imagine. Like, it's cute, and then you're like, oh, I get it. Right? I can only imagine. It's like, hi.
Yeah.
It's like, I could never live with my mother. I adore her. I wouldn't even want to travel with her right now. I adore her. Love my little visits. Boom, 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 boom. And you leave right before anybody gets on anybody's nerves. Because I'm sure I get on her nerves because she thinks I'm out of my mind. So, which is great. So, if you really had the experience of complete wellness, then you would have escaped sort of processing all this stuff.
Mm.
So you kind of had to be forced, and I think your aunt missed you. I think that, and also there was no other presence of life, because both cats are no longer, correct, if I'm remembering
right.
correctly.
Right.
So it's the first time, think about it, so it's the first time you've traveled and the only sign of life was her own. And if she's was born in a very challenged country, third world country, I guess you could call it,
yeah.
in the middle of 8 or 9 siblings, whatever it is, being a female, you're the daughter of the firstborn son.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting, and she took on characteristics, and again, this is all unconscious, this is all for learning, and yes, our immune system, we're going to stub our toes in the ethers, we get that. I'm not one to condemn anybody. I think it's wrong to really condemn anybody if they have a disability or if they're sick or this, that, and the other. It's all part of the experience of expanding consciousness or learning or clearing karma, whatever the hell it is that you need to do. I think it's all part of the whole package. So for... it's very bittersweet. So the fact that you are woke so that it is occurring to you, if all she knew that it didn't occur to her to take care of herself past the primal basics, you're serving a very good, well-intended purpose in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I feel like I need to remind you, because you are here to remind her at this stage of her life that she matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the correlation between you being reminded, or you recognizing that the cough reminded you of your mother, but it was but with your aunt much more constant and severe, correct?
Yeah.
Right. But again, I think it comes from the same kind of place where your mom knows she's loved, she's well taken care of. She's done so well for herself, as well as your aunt. And going on these trips and having a wonderful daughter to deal with all the logistics and all the BS, and then not, it's not putting stress on her, it's not putting stress on your father. He's the smartest one out of everybody all put together. He's like, I want to be him when I grow up. He figured it out, which is why he's so vital and so healthy and still laughing. And it's like the Bangalore genes, like Uncle Tony. He's like, you know, with his wife right now. Hello, playa. So yes. So I love that. That's where you guys get that. It's beautiful. So, and unfortunately, with women, it's almost like that unconscious backseat mentality, or it matters a little less. The significance of your dad being the firstborn son and your aunt being someplace in the middle as a female, I mean, right there, the epigenetics are just having a party.
Right.
So the fact that you're there to let her know that she matters, not by saying anything, but just by taking care of her, just giving her some TLC, that's good for everybody. And you're not going to be regarded as, it's a different dynamic because she's not your mom.
Right.
So you're not going to be regarded as a daughter, or it makes me laugh. You're always going to be a child to them. No
yeah.
matter what.
Yep.
It's so funny.
Yep.
It's kind of cute at this point. I'm like, okay. It's cute. But she matters. And, of course, we all know that. You know that. But through your actions, you'll remind her of that. But I think that it might have brought her back to a place of when your uncle passed away, her husband. Not that it's conscious, and not that it's as, but I'm just picking up. That's just what I'm picking up on.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, when we all came back, you know, I was definitely in the middle of not feeling well.
Sure.
Dad was still kind of on the tail end of it. Mom was technically okay, but you know, we all traveled a little harder because we were all kind of getting over. Or getting through whatever we had.
Right.
But, you know, they stayed for a couple of days, and my mom, like, hanging out with my aunt. They'll talk.
That's,
I mean, I know that they were talking
nice.
All night. So
that's nice.
So, I mean, for me, I knew because I was in the middle of it, like, I'm just going to sequester myself. I don't
right.
need to be out and about.
It's so great that your parents stayed a couple of days with you guys.
Oh,
so,
it was.
Oh, good
so
for
my,
her. Oh, good. That's
my mother,
lovely for your aunt.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. It was good because if it would just, they just dropped me off. Okay, we're going to go.
Okay,
I would have just stayed in my room, sick, you know. And,
right. Oh, it's
you know, I think
she
probably would have tried to, you know, because she's used to her schedule. She would have, like, made food. And
she has her routine, and she
you know,
would have felt terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not well.
Yeah.
Right.
And in fact, even yesterday when I left, she's like, well, you need to eat something before you go. I'm like, you know, I think I, because I'd already picked up the cough medicine. I made a list. And I asked her, I said, what other stuff do you need? You know, this is what I have on the list. I got her some cough drops. And I got her all kinds of little things. And then,
nice.
I added some stuff for me. Like, I wanted, like, some veggie chips. I'm actually not really hungry. I wasn't hungry yesterday. But I knew I needed to eat, like, probably either buy some more crackers, because that's what I was eating, basically just some
right.
saltines. And she bought some soup, like some like cans of chicken noodle soup. And I haven't made any soup. I think I ate some leftover soup that she had already had in there. But it, you know, that was all, it was the right amount because it was like half a mug.
Perfect.
I'm like, okay,
that's it.
That's plenty. It was plenty for me. But I got some like little snacky things and some coconut water, you know, just something different.
Right.
And that's pretty much all I've had. And then this morning I wake up, I'm like, okay, now I'm hungry. Like now
right.
I think I need to like, I need to fry up some eggs or something.
Where's the flapjacks?
Right.
The Waffle House.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I was like, you know, maybe if I could, if I thought I could just go and sit somewhere, but I'm like, I don't want to be out. I really don't want to be out.
No.
Lord knows who else can be hacking up and coughing. I'm like, I don't know if I can
and
get
it's
to go,
holiday
maybe.
Season and like,
I'm
going to
stay in.
It's
so,
just extra.
Yeah. So I gave, I just checked in on her. But what, you know, what happened when we first got here was I stayed away and stayed away in my room. Everyone was kind of resting and mom would come in and check in on me, you know.
Aww.
She's like, well, you know, let me make you, so she was doing her mom thing. Let me, here, I'm making you some soup. Or she kept offering, do you want to make tea? Do you want me to make any tea for you?
Oh, how sweet. I love that. See, that mom thing never dies. I love that.
I was drinking tea like nobody's business on that cruise. I mean, I still have not had any coffee. I think I may just leave it. Like, I think I'm good. And I'm thinking about cutting out any type of alcohol just for as long as I can, just to see what
sorry.
I can do.
Well, you know what?
No,
you,
I mean,
then don't go to New York. I mean, that you're done.
Yeah. But, well, you know, because we definitely drank on the cruise. But I don't think it did me any favors. I know it didn't do me any favors because, yeah. But I'm just kind of, there's a part of me that's like, you know, as much as I love, you know, having the occasional beer or wine or whatever, I think I just want to start taking better care of myself. So I'm going to maybe just not include that anymore. I mean, because I don't do it very often anyway.
No, you really aren't. You really aren't a drinker. I wouldn't consider you a drinker. I think you're like me. It's like we talk a big game and we're like such little wusses, but whatever.
I'm so tired. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had a glass of wine. Bye. Take me home.
Yeah. I gotta go to bed early. It's you know, what do you mean? You make me drink this glass of wine. So yeah, I was just sort of doing my thing. I mean, the soup, like I would take a few sips and I would really just like drink the broth.
Right.
And then that was it. So there's plenty of like noodle soup that I threw away because it's like, well, it sat there for a few hours. I'm not touching it again.
No, girl.
So there were things that, you know, my mom was doing and she was keeping, you know, my Athoma company, you know, everyone got a little bit of rest, which is, you know, what was needed. And then a few days later, all of a sudden my aunt starts coughing.
Oh, Lord.
And the thing is, she's, you know, she's always had a little bit of a cough.
Right.
And it's something that she has talked about with her doctor who can't figure out what's wrong. You know, it could be like the house has got some kind of mold issue. Who knows? Honestly, it probably does. But she's like, our side of the house, because of the way the house is built, our side of the house is really warm.
Oh, there you go. So that's a party right there for the whatever's going to grow.
It's really warm. And in my room, despite being sick, I'm like, I mean, and I could have been running a fever. I don't know, but I'm like, it's really hot in here. So, like, I've had to alternate with, like, okay, let me, like, not have the extra blanket on the bed because I'm thinking it's really cold. I'm like, all right, it's just warm and so I've kind of had to keep my door cracked open a little bit just to get some air circulating out.
You know what?
But
I'm,
I can
you
tell.
Know, I'm so sorry, but just what came in is maybe she needs a humidifier.
I thought about that too. I had it on the list, but I wasn't sure.
You know what? You get one, and make sure you use and because I got a picture. I'm like, what is that? Oh, that's a humidifier. Okay, tell her. And get distilled water.
Distilled water.
You can get distilled water by the gallon, like in the supermarket, for like a dollar.
Yeah.
So it's really important what kind of water that you use in that for whatever reason. But I think that is going to help with what was underlying. And because she was predisposed, that's why it got aggravated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She needs a humidifier.
I had it on the list, and then, like, I really just went to one place. I went to, like, the Rite Aid. I'm like, well, they had some there. I'm like, none of it.
You can also order one on Amazon.
Yeah.
Get it in 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I could actually do something a little bit more than just, well, this is these are all the ones they had available. But, yeah, I think I'll do that, actually. Because... like, I have a little bit of a small humidifier here. But, you know, because I don't use it very often. I'm like, what's up with the filters? Like, how do you – I don't even know if this is one you can change out. Because I know if you don't, then you're not doing yourself any favors either, because you got, you know, crunk in that filter that is now misting out
right.
whatever is in there. So,
right. Yeah,
so
it makes
that's
a good point. It makes anything with the filter, it really makes
it's gotta be clean
a difference. I did because I'm in this whole transition of all the household things, and so this past summer I actually had a little bit of a cough, and a friend of mine said, What about the air conditioner in your bedroom? I'm like, what about it? You could clean the filter. I'm like, how do you do that? So I had to be shown how to clean the filter, and I cleaned it.
Yeah.
And the cough stopped. So that's a good clue. That's a good clue. And, yeah. She's really glad that you're back, and it makes me so happy that your parents were spending time with her. So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah, like, you know, you want her to, like, I want her to be, obviously, I want her to be happy and healthy.
Of course.
And I know she, you know, spent Thanksgiving with the family who were here. They were all doing something for Thanksgiving, because I saw some of the pictures. I'm like, oh, yeah, good. She made it out. That's good. But yeah, she's like, I don't know all the stuff that she does. I know she got her Vicks. I know she's using Vicks.
Well, Vicks, you know, use that for everything. That's like third
that's
world realness right
do.
There. That's what
right.
Vaporub.
So,
right.
I know she's using that, but she tends to just, like, want to lie down and sleep, and I'm like, you need to prop yourself up.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna, otherwise you're just gonna keep coughing. But
right.
She's still coughing anyway. So she uses a couple of pillows. I'm like, no, you need to be,
no.
you need like,
you need to be sitting up, girl. Yeah.
Sitting up. You know,
sitting
yeah,
up. Yeah.
Yeah. But. You know, so I kind of got on her. She's kind of got all these, like, pillows around her bed. I'm like, how about, like, take five of these? Because you can spin them.
That's
but
funny.
She, you know, she is like, no. I put one pillow. And she's like, okay. She had three pillows. I'm like, you're still really not going to get any. But, you know, I can't. I'm not going to push you.
Right.
You know, you need to be able to sit up, because otherwise it's just going to, you know, it's the same kind of situation. You're not. I mean, I said I had to prop myself up, because I knew when I first got here that all I'd be doing is just probably end up blocking my nasal passages
right.
at some point. So I just needed to be able to sit up.
Yep.
So so she's trying to do her thing. I will tell you this, because I know
yes.
as more housekeeping, the chat room stuff isn't working for me.
We had an issue with that with Anna too.
We don't. It's just spinning. Like, it won't.
Yeah, that's what happened
with
us too. Like, Blog Talk has been cute. Like, every show that we did, for the most part, maybe with the exception of one, but every show we did when you were away, there was just some technical whatever. chat room hasn't worked. I don't think since you've been gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was working the last show, because I
oh, it was. That's
I did
true.
See,
that's true.
Like,
the first show
Raven
that you came
in there.
In, right.
It was working, but, you know, and part of it is also I still at some point will need to send my computer off to get, like, a new battery.
Oh, That's right.
So I know that it's I'm hoping that the new battery will help it not run so sluggishly.
Yeah,
I don't know how
I'm
all
sure.
that's connected.
Yeah.
But I know that that's going to have to happen at some point. It's not a priority
right.
yet because I have stuff I need to get done. And I can still do it with it plugged in. I don't care how slow it is. I say that now, but I lose my patience because I'm used to things happening very quickly. Like my phone is actually super fast.
Right.
So, but there's only so much I can do on my phone before I'm like,
of
okay,
course, no,
I'm
it's
like
not
hunched over on my tiny little phone.
No, you can't do that.
So there are things that I definitely want to get done, but you talk about it being a reset. I mean, that's really what it feels like.
That's what it is.
And there was a day there last week where I definitely felt better and thought well enough to like leave my room, and I'm like, I need to get clothes washed. Like I've got to get all my dirty clothes. I was hoping I would be well enough to go to a birthday party I had already RSVP'd for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, you know, I'm sure I can, you know, knock this out. I'm doing all my rest. So like I did 3 loads of laundry. I stripped the sheets, all that stuff, put new sheets
right.
in. And then I was wiped out.
That would do it.
Like,
that's it.
I woke up at like 10 o'clock in the morning. And I was thinking, and I'd been really good about waking up pretty early. Even if it was like, obviously I don't need to be anywhere, I can go back to sleep. But I woke up and I thought, oh, this is good. And I'm like, oh, it's 10 o'clock because the sun's
Oops.
Out. I'm like,
well, I'm so rested.
Holy
Oops.
Crap.
And it's 10
o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, my God. I slept good. Well, yeah. Hello.
But yeah, it was like, apparently I needed to sleep. And then I felt it. I'm like,
yep.
Apparently I still need to get more sleep because
right.
I don't feel like going anywhere right now. And I waited until the next day. The birthday party I was supposed to go to was at a place called Bad Axe. And it's a thing, axe throwing, you know, throwing axes.
Oh, God, no.
It's like,
a place
okay.
where they throw axes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's to sign a waiver and all that stuff. So I saw it. That was where my friend wanted to go. It sounds interesting. You know, it's you read it. It's kind of like, okay, hipster. I will. Okay, whatever. I'll do it. I'll try it. But obviously, the way I was feeling, the way I texted it to them, I said, as you know, like I've not been feeling well, and I was hoping to maybe be in full recovery mode and be in good enough shape to go out. But
right.
as weak as I am, the last thing I need is to be handling any axes or other sharp objects.
No.
So I will pass. I will save us all from possible injury. And I will pass on all that. But, you know, like that was Saturday. And I fell back asleep and I woke up in time to, like, catch our Major League Soccer team win the championship, which was fantastic. Because I just had that weird sleep schedule.
Right, of course.
And then the next day made it the 1-year anniversary of Sophia's passing.
Oh, my God.
It was like, that was
a year?
Yeah. So this past Sunday was a wedding that I went to. And when I came back, she wasn't there. So, you know, and on my phone, she's like my screensaver. And she is, you know, she's a picture of her sleeping. It's my sleep mode.
Oh, how cute.
So I kept the sleep mode because I think that's appropriate. But I had to change it. I said, you know, after all this, like it's time to, you know, kind of put that in its place. And so I changed the screensaver. And then I didn't have any candles, but it was already out of all my candles. And that's on my list of things to get. But again, it was like kind of slim pickings. I was like, my priorities are, you know, cough syrup and stuff for my aunt. But yeah, so it was one of those where I wanted to kind of do a remembrance. And I have a meditation app that has like just different sounds, very soothing sounds. And one is of cats purring, a cat's purr.
Oh, how sweet.
And it just plays on a little loop. So I've used that over the past, you know, month or so, just every so often. I'm like, yeah, I think this will be good. So I definitely listen to that. And it's actually one of the best sounds when I'm not feeling well, because that's actually what I'm used to, is having, you know, a cat
right.
or two kind of hanging out with me. Marco was really good, because if he knew, like, if it was on my, if I'm on my cycle, you know, if I'm tired, if I'm, you know, if I'm not feeling well, he's like, oh, it's time to cuddle. It's time. That's my healing cat. He's like, oh, I'm just basically sit on your chest and purr. I'm like, okay. And so we both fall asleep, you know? So hearing the cats purr was really, really cool. So that's sort of what I did as a way. I didn't light a candle because I didn't have any candles to light. But so talk about these transitions. So December 9th is a pretty big deal. Not only because of that. I mean, there's also like other happy stuff happened on those days too. But that was the most recent. So,
sure.
You know, we've got a lot of stuff happening. And it's just interesting because, like, I look out my window and, you know, it's still the South, you know, and we have, like, a lot of trees that, like, pine trees that will still have, not necessarily leaves, but they're green. But, you know, the sun is shining right now. So there are times when I'm looking out the window and I can't tell because of the way the angle is, you know, I don't think about it, right? You know, it's not as bright as Australia, but, you know, let me check the weather. And I'm like, what? It's how cold? It's cold.
Oh,
like,
I know. I saw you had a post that, like, one in Atlanta was, like, 25 degrees.
Right.
And the day before, like, or wherever it was like, 95 and wherever you were. That must have been a shock.
Yeah.
Was it all hot weather, like, all the places you went
yeah.
to?
Yeah. It was basically there. End of spring, beginning of summer. Like, technically in Australia, their first day of summer is December 1st. So.
Oh, my God. So it must have been beautiful.
And that's when I flew back. It was December 1st.
Exactly. That's right.
So it was hot. Everything was hot. As soon as we landed in Singapore, it was hot.
Wow.
And I knew that was a factor. You know, thinking about the extremes of being in Iceland a few days before, coming home, and it's, you know, it's winter time, and then flying out, and then it's just jungle hot. You know, of course, that's something you're like, oh, thank God. But it really is. It's nice, but then there are certain areas of the ship that were really cold, like some of the common areas were really cold. And it is like it is in Atlanta in the summertime, where buildings are super cold because
right,
it's so
right.
hot outside.
Right.
So then you end up getting sick because.
Right.
You know,
so the extreme.
To it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you had the last show, you were about to talk about the second place, because you talked about Singapore.
Oh,
and
we talked about Indonesia, right?
Indonesia, right. So then what happened after Indonesia? Where'd you guys go after that?
Then we went to Australia. And the first stop in Australia is Darwin, named after
mm-hmm.
Charles Darwin.
Oh, for real? Is he Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See?
no, he's not, but...
he's not? Oh.
But, you know, but he's,
why not?
You know, he's British and, you know,
right.
Britain had a big hand in forming Australia. So,
right.
So Darwin, I don't think he's Australian, but Darwin is, I didn't know what to think of Darwin because I'd not really heard much about it. But
yeah,
it was,
I didn't even know about it.
It's a pretty city.
Mm-hmm.
And we arrived there. So apparently there's a lot of stuff that we weren't privy to. Like, I didn't know that they had changed some of the itinerary
oh.
around But some of the other people are, oh, yeah, they sent a letter. I'm like, I have no idea about this letter.
I got no letter.
But,
right.
Yeah, I didn't get any letter. But the ship that we were on, the Norwegian Jewel, had been in dry dock for like 2 weeks before this cruise. It was getting itself ready, and I guess, you know, with some minor adjustments. And so you assume everything's going to be literally shipshape and good to go. And apparently it was not the case.
Oh.
And so they had some issue with one of the motors, so they really couldn't
go
as fast as they needed to, which is why they had to adjust some of the scheduling once we got to Australia.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay. So we ended up arriving in Darwin at a, you know, at a weird time, like, to me, it was a weird time. Like, so we're going to get here, and it'll be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so there's really not much you can
do. What are you going to do?
Get off. Yeah, you can get off
yeah.
the ship and, you know, walk around. But all the tours were planned for the next day.
Right.
So we're like, okay, well, let's get off the ship and walk around. As much as we can stand walking around in the heat, we'll do that. And we
right.
don't know where we're going.
Right.
But we, I think
right.
we had already signed up for an excursion the next day.
Right.
So, you know, we explore, and you know, and it was fine. You know, it was really hot, so we could only handle doing it for so long. And then we were all like, okay, it's time to go back in. It's tired. You know, it's hot. It's we're tired. We probably need to eat something. So, we ate, and the. The food was okay if you just go to like the buffet, which is where most people end up going because it's quick. It's supposed to be
right.
quick, but it is a serve yourself kind of buffet, and that's something that because it's a big ship, that's kind of what they have to do for people who
sure.
don't want to get reservations. And even though
sure,
at
sure,
most
sure.
these restaurants, there's not like a charge, but you just have to get
right.
your stuff together and be
right.
organized. Well, I realized, yes, I'm one of those people. I would prefer sitting down,
thank
having
you.
Food brought to me.
Thank you.
I
don't know what I don't
I,
know
I'm
what
like,
I don't know how long that's been sitting out. Thank you.
I didn't.
I'm
like,
with you. I think you know the reason why it's called buffet because there's boo. They're boo like it's scary. The boo and buffet. Nope.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's a lot of work, and you know it's. It was the same situation I felt when we were on another big ship, again, when we were in Australia, New Zealand. And it's sort of the curse of the big ship. It's what some people think of as a gift, like, ooh, it's not all you can eat. Like, you know, I've never been a buffet person because half that food
nope.
has been sitting out
I'm,
there. Like, you
no,
want fresh
and, yeah,
food.
Right.
You
and
want
we don't
food.
Really eat that much. So let me have a relationship. with a couple of courses that were made just for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
If you do 3 things well, I'll pick those 3 things, and you can serve it to me the best way. And I'm like, that's great.
I'll be all up in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making noises and everything. Yeah, I'll be all up in it. No.
There's that mentality of.
It's free. You're getting something. You're getting over. You're getting a deal.
Even on a ship, I'm like, you know what? It's a ship, and they have all these different restaurants, and all you need to do, because not all 10,000 people on the ship, not everyone's going to be, you know, was going to eat at the same time. But when you're at that on that restaurant where it's the buffet, it feels like everyone's there because. It's a oh, you just pick and choose. I'm like, yeah, but
no,
you have
not.
To find out where you're going to sit. You know, you got to make sure no one's going to hone in on your table. And then, I mean, I feel like I have to do a lot of crap before I get to my food, which then has been sitting out there.
Cold,
and is not
and it's
even,
been sitting out anyway.
It's,
and
it's not good
and under a heat lamp, there's no
right.
No.
So I'm like, my dad likes the buffet, and I'm like, well, maybe the you know, the little bit that you get is okay for you, but I'm like, this is none of it.
Yeah.
I'm
not
in a
fun.
Bad mood
it's not
already.
Fun.
I'm in
people
a bad
love
mood
it.
And I've not even gotten my food yet. I'm in a bad mood. That's how bad it is. So
yeah.
for me,
yeah, and then you get hangry.
So
no,
yeah. I mean, and that's sort of how it is. Like if we got there really early, and it's not as busy. It was tolerable, but the food still wasn't good. So then I'm angry anyway. I'm like, you know, I could order the same stuff on, you know, two floors down, and I can sit at my table and they'll bring me all the stuff I want.
Yeah.
All my drinks.
And you're going to feel, like you're going to be in a nice environment. Like the one and only time I did a cruise, I'm not a cruise person. I mean, maybe that might change, but the one and only time that I went with the kids and my ex-husband years ago, I really enjoyed the couple of times or the few times that we ate in the restaurants. The whole buffet thing, it was easier with kids to do the buffet at certain times when they were little, but the couple of times that you could just eat in the restaurant, I would just if I had to go back on a cruise again, I wouldn't even do the buffet.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna be how I'm gonna be from now on. Because in fact, even I think the last couple of days, I think I would accompany them and maybe get something to drink. I mean, in fact, I know I pulled a little bit of attitude because I was just so over it. I got my drink, and then I got some egg dish, and it was awful. I had a few bites.
How are you going to do eggs right for a buffet?
And then I ate it. I'm like, okay, well, this is cold, so I put my napkin over it, and I went up and got something else. I got an omelet made. It was awful. So I'm like, okay. I said, I don't think anything else is going to, you know, and I left that food on the table. I'm like, I don't care. You know, it's awful food. It's not good food.
That's right.
And
thank
just
you.
Because I waited until, you know, my parents were done, and I said, okay, I will meet you back in the room before we go on our excursion. I'm going to go downstairs to the restaurant and eat my breakfast.
Have a proper breakfast.
Seriously. And I'm
good,
like,
for you.
And my dad's like, are you going to have time? I'm like, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. So I ate my breakfast by myself.
And it was delicious.
Like,
and
it
was everything.
It was the greatest breakfast ever.
It was the greatest breakfast you had in your whole life, right? Yeah. And the thing is,
it was the best breakfast I had that day.
Of
because
course.
I had already tried two others before that.
No.
And
it's not a bad thing.
I'm not going to do it.
Right. And the thing is, and I don't know if you get this. Sometimes I get this, like early on when I knew, like, oh man, oh, damn, this marriage is done. And I remember early on, I had a friend of mine that. We used to be roommates, and we know each other for 150 years. And he said to me, are you going to be okay? I just don't want you to be by yourself. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to be great. No, you don't understand. Like, I'm a good time. I don't need to even be with that. I'm fun. Like, I'm a lot of fun with people, without people. Like, I'm good. And just that whole perception of there's something wrong or there's something amiss or you're lacking if you do things by yourself. It's not called loneliness to me. It's called solitude. And to me, there's something very elevated about that. So I would be you. I would do the same thing. I would throw the shade. Now, the thing is, the difference between you and I is that, okay, you had your little attitude, and I would have had it too all day, and you put your napkin on the plate. I would have done all that, but I would have taken the plate, and I would have plunked it down with a flourish on the table so that you would hear a little sound of the plate landing on the table. And then I would have taken the napkin with some attitude. I would have thrown it down like, are you kidding me? But I would have done the exact same thing. And I would have gotten my cappuccino, because you could get that when you're not in the buffet. You're on a boat. Let me get my little cappuccino. Yes, I'd love more butter. Thank you. Yes, you have it. Lovely. You can see the water. You see you got the window. You're looking at the water, whatever. It's nice. Oh, no.
It's really interesting. What's funny is that, you know, my parents like to go to the buffet. And then when we try the other restaurants just to have a sit-down meal. They're like, it's too much food. I'm like, yet you go to a buffet. So I don't
understand
the situation.
That
like,
makes no sense.
Because they'll say,
that makes no
like,
sense.
Well, we can get exactly what we want. I said, well, you can get exactly what you want. Someone brings it to you. You don't want to finish it. You can't finish it. It's okay. You know, either
right.
way.
Right.
But for me, it's a quality thing. So I'm decided.
It's a quality.
Because what I'm doing, what I've decided is, I'll definitely just start going to the, well, if we take anything other than Holland America, I will go to just a restaurant. If we go on a Holland America cruise, actually they don't have it's like a cafeteria. So it's not a buffet.
That's not
you
a buffet. It's not a buffet. That's different. Right.
You kind of go through a line, but see.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
The whole
bad
thing
food.
For them is
right.
No. You can sit down. You have people that see. You have servers that know you. Like, oh, here, we'll sit you right here. You sit down. We know you like green
tea. I can do that.
You know you like coffee.
I can do that.
I'm like,
yeah. I can do that.
And so they will like get your stuff together, and then in fact, if they have time, they'll say, well. Did you want to get something? You want us to get you something in line? I'm like, no. A lot of times, because you don't know all the things they have to offer, but
sure.
make that food fresh, even in that
Eddie.
Kind of cafeteria.
Right.
It's not been sitting there for a very long time.
No, people live for that. Like even like Vegas, Vegas. I went to Vegas for a friend's birthday. This is years and years and years ago, and that's where, and she. At that point, she was chronically obese. So that's where I got that lunch. She put the boom buffet because I was scared. Like she had, food with her addiction. Okay. She had a lot of issues, poor thing. And she had a list. We had to hit all these buffets. And I just was like, what? This is, no. Yeah. Mm. Not appealing at all. It all tastes the same buffet food to me. It's not.
Yeah, because there's only so much you can do, and for so many people, I get it. They're just trying to get everything out there.
Okay.
And I'm like, there are two other restaurants that serve breakfast. I will go to one of those too.
Thank you. That's all you have to do.
That's not a problem.
And that's going to enhance.
That is not a problem.
The whole
at all.
Point. The whole point, or one of the major points of going on a cruise is to be taken care of and to kind of feel like you're having an elevated experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If it's a buffet, go ahead.
I'm going to pull my princess card. I'm going to claim it.
Claim it.
Listen,
if you're traveling the world like you're freaking Dora the Explorer, okay, then you might as well... What's the point?
Right.
You might as well claim that.
Yeah.
You might as well. I mean, honestly, I don't think there's anything bratty about it at all. I'm like, good for you. That there, and I think that there's a bigger picture here. That is, yes, on the surface you could say that it was just about this little thing, but no. Again, it's claiming quality.
Mm.
It's so important. It's so important to know what you prefer, what you need, what works for you. It's good. And if you're triggered at all, and I'm learning this because I have such a great counselor now. Thank you, Vanessa. Oh, my God. That when it hits those primal wounds, something so, it on the surface seems so pedestrian, so everyday, like you didn't like your eggs.
Yeah.
But it strikes such a profound chord because it goes back, and I'm no shrink, I could be, it goes back to... staking what your truth is for you when you didn't have a voice.
Mm.
And that girl, yeah. And I resisted therapy for a long time because I was in and out from like 18 to like 39 off and on. And then when the right. last therapist started telling me her problems, I'm like, no, I'm done. So I started back again, but it's with, I'm like, no, that's not going to work. But when I started back again after many years between dealing with the divorce and dealing with my younger son and everything else, and just being on my own and a single mom and just the trauma and being technically homeless last year and just so much, I'm strong enough to do the work for the healing. And mm-hmm. that's one major thing with her support. And she's a psychologist, but she's a spiritual with a spiritual slant. Yay! So it's the best of both worlds for me. So I love her.
Right.
And that's really what it goes to. So you're going to respond in a very visceral, primal, wounded way that's so internalized that it's that now we're ready for that to come to light. And that you're claiming, it's not being a brat, it's claiming your truth. And when the last time my ex-husband, I don't know if it was a month ago, whatever it was, spoke very unkindly to me in front of my child and triggered him, I knew, okay, that's it. I am really on my own. I'm really on my own. And it triggered when I didn't have a voice. And it put me into such a space. And I have no idea of the time because I don't have anything in front of me to tell me. So I hope I don't know if we're over or not. How are we with time?
Well, we're close. We have a hand raised. So, but, you know, we'll figure that out. The hand just came up within the last, you know, 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay,
so.
Hand. Let me just make the point, and then we'll take your call. And then, and if we get cut off, just listen. Okay, but so I'm not going to get into detail now, but that place of claiming quality. Okay, so what you're saying is reminding me of this energetic transition that I'm going through, and then. Yesterday we're dealing with insurance issues because now I have to take over the insurance and the kids. It's a lot of grown-up stuff that it's just a lot to deal with when you make that transition and you're the custodial parent and
right.
making all the decisions. It's scary, but you got to do what you got to do. And in a text message, I had to request some information because I was on the phone with the insurance company, and I had said that I had filed these papers. Okay, I was very specific. I got to respond to the text about that I had authorization, and then the rest of the text from him said, make sure you file those papers. I just said that I did. And it really struck me, and I started to cry. It really struck me.
Mm.
And that's the relationship in a nutshell. You don't hear me. Am I not worth having a voice?
Wow.
So it's that place. So I say that. So you talking about that? Okay, I'm talking about, you know, insurance. You're talking about eggs. It's the same thing.
That's true,
it's
though.
I could cry. I'm weeping a little bit right now. I'm a little weepy.
Right.
Because it's staking that claim for whatever time we have left. Okay, because I am well into Act 2, bordering Act 3, okay? I want my best years to be ahead of me. And
right.
as I would imagine you would too, Elisa. So if we can't stake the claim now that it's quality and we're worth it, then what's the point?
Right.
Then what's the point of living a marginal life? Because I think we know how to do that. We've done it our whole lives.
Mm.
Okay. So that's what all this is. What's making me come to that? Okay. Let's take this call and then we'll wrap up the show.
Yeah. I hear you though. It's such an important thing because you don't know what's going to trigger that kind of stuff. But when it does come up, it's like thank you for putting it in a way that obviously it makes that connection. But yeah, when you think you don't have a voice, And then you kind of get in the pattern of not saying anything because you figure, what's the point?
Well, yeah.
You know, I think the universe gives you plenty of opportunities to to do otherwise. And, So,
and we're not doing,
I'm glad you
we're
did.
Not doing it anymore. We're not
right.
And God bless the therapist because she really helped me with that, or she's helping me with that.
Right.
And then I could share some of that insight for us. It's on the air is a great gift. But yeah, that's it. So when you think about when you are really voiceless,
right?
And when we traced it back, girl, I wasn't even 2 years old.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised it's that young. I'm not.
So that's why the reaction, that's why it hurts. It hurts like it hurts a 2 year old.
Yeah. Well, let's get this hand.
Yeah, let's do that.
Caller, just so you know, we are over time.
Yep.
To be fair, you did have your hand raised like the last 5 minutes of the show. So
it's a quickie.
Let us.
Yep.
Take care of them. Area code 775. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, ladies. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
So, Wendy, are you? I think you're a first-time caller, so we're going to do this quickly. So, firstly, asking permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, again, I would love for you to call us back when we're not past the end of the show, because we are now, but I felt compelled to take the call. So if you could just put what's going on with you into one simple question, what would your question be?
Okay. It's extremely important to me that my supervisor tells me that I will be starting my new training next Monday coming up. And I pray to God that it's not Bernard. It can be Ebony or almost anybody else. Will I start the 2 month training this coming Monday? I work in a corporate environment.
Okay, so it's very interesting how we were just talking about. Were you listening to the show before calling in? Did you hear the little conversation we had?
I heard a few minutes. Yes.
Okay, so did you hear? Good. So did you hear the part about not having a voice?
Yes.
Right. So. With Bernard, Ebony, the job, the corporate environment can kind of reflect a repressed family dynamic. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So you kind of feel like at the end of the day, and this is the thing that I want you, Wendy, to be aware of, I want you to energetically even out the playing field, okay? All of those people... everybody in that environment, they're all human. They're all vulnerable. Okay? So energetically, the playing field needs to be even for you. All right? Because there's a lot of anxiety with this issue that I'm feeling from you. Right? And,
right.
Yes. Okay, so I want you just to take a deep breath with me, please.
Okay,
and I want you to just to keep telling yourself when you're at work or when you're just with your own thoughts, we are all one. That's just the thing to remind yourself. We are all one. And what happens, what gets very heightened in a corporate environment is that, and especially these days, the whole climate is so uncertain in the world today, right? Everybody has the same fear that kind of unites everyone. And we got to move that fear into a place of self-love. But that fear is nobody wants to lose their job. Would you agree with that?
Of course.
Right. So if you are telling yourself, this is helping me move from fear to faith, that's why you're experiencing this. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is Source doesn't operate on the same timeline as we do because time is a man-made, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's soften that focus about next Monday. Let's just soften that focus, but focus on that you're all the same and that this this dynamic, it's triggering. This is why I asked you if you were listening to what we were talking about. It was triggering the part of you that was voiceless. And if you could go back to when you felt that you didn't really have a voice, or that you felt that you were perceived as not really mattering, does something come up for you in your past?
I've been abused in the workplace, and I'm trying to survive and
okay,
get
there
to
you
a place
go.
Of peace.
Now, exactly. Now, that trauma, so there's a little PTSD, okay, that's being triggered.
Uh-huh.
By feeling like you don't matter or you don't have a voice. It was a different workplace, though, that you experienced the abuse. Yes?
Actually, this place has been quite an experience, but I need the job.
But you're talking about you were abused in the workplace. Was it a different environment, or was it in this? My question is, the abuse that you experienced, was it in a different place? Because I'm feeling that you experienced abuse elsewhere. Just clarify that for me, please.
I did.
Okay.
I was let go after 15 years wrongfully. I had a bully supervisor.
Okay. So now that's what's being triggered from the other place, right? So this is an opportunity to clear that. And you are not a victim. You're not a victim. And this experience is to show you that you're stronger than what you perceive yourself to be. You got to just give it to Source. It's bringing up a lot of old stuff. And dare I say, a lot of stuff from, I'm getting like 13, 14. When you were 13, 14, did you experience some sort of abuse or trauma?
I really don't remember. I'm 67.
So it must be, and I don't mean to say that harshly, but that's something to really think about. And 67 is not old, and 67 isn't too old to not remember 13, 14. So I would not sweep that under the rug so quickly. I would just sit with that and really think about it. You really kind of swept that rather quickly. You kind of dismissed it. Don't dismiss that teenager that's screaming for your attention.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to leave you with that because we're way past the show and we have to get to work. We are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 Eastern time, so feel free to give us a call back if you want to continue the conversation. Okay, so we'll leave you with those things to think about. So we're going to sign off now. And hang in there, Wendy, but give it to Source. Give it to whatever you define God or Source of Spirit to be. Move from fear to faith.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bless you. Sure. Okay, so if you guys, see, it's all about that voice.
Yeah.
And not sweeping that. If you were swept under the rug as a child, we're going to do that to ourselves. I know I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Maybe that's why, maybe you were a little bit because you had two older brothers that were such a handful and you were the perfect child. I was stuck in the middle.
Oh,
I was the oops. I was the oops baby. I was the oops baby. I was definitely not planned. Nobody decides to get pregnant 6 weeks after they just had a baby. Thanks, Mom. I was oops. Yeah. Yeah. And you live with that. And that's fine. It's not being a victim. It's like, okay, this is what I'm working with. And now, stage of my life, I'm claiming my voice. And I'm claiming what I prefer. And if I prefer quality of life and having a voice and being seen and heard, which is a big one for me, there you go.
Mm.
So, see, the so great to have you back. I'm so glad you're back and we're doing the show today. Yay. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows hosting available and programming available to you. And this particular show will be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Yay! Great show, great conversation. Thank you for calling, Wendy. It all kind of wrapped everything up beautifully. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.